Good evening, and welcome to Medium in Our Midst here on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Daria Justin, and you will find me here every Wednesday where I'll be discussing the nature of energy, spirituality, and the endless journey of the soul and the afterlife and the here and now. I'll be bringing you different topics, interesting guests, some here and some from the other side, so please relax, listen, enjoy, and expect the unexpected. Today is Wednesday, August 4th, and thank you so much for joining me here for the launch of my very first show on BBS Radio, the number one internet radio station on the planet. For those of you who are joining me for the first time, I've enjoyed hosting my show, Medium in Our Midst, on Talk Radio for over a year now, and decided it was time to share in the lovely energy I found here on BBS. I'd like to thank Allison Bachman, a lovely friend and numerologist who has a show here on BBS, Visible by Numbers, for welcoming me here, and to Don Newsom for helping me make this transition as effortless as possible. If you've been one of my loyal listeners in the past, I thank you for moving here to BBS with me. And if you're new to the show, I'm so grateful you've decided to visit with me here tonight. My website, if you'd like to go on there and look it up, it's dariajustin.com. There you'll find events, you can read my inspirational blog, you can schedule a reading. And if you'd like to be kept current, just sign up for my weekly newsletter, and you can email me at souls, S-O-U-L-S, at dariajustin.com. In a little while, I'll be taking your calls and offering whatever psychic and intuitive guidance I receive for you from an eclectic, energetic mix of spirit guides, archangels, master teachers, and loved ones. And to all of the higher vibrational beings who helped me along on this journey, I am eternally grateful. There are a few numbers you can call in. We have a toll-free number here. That number, I'm going to tell you what they are. They are also listed up on the BBS show page. The toll-free number is 888-815-9756, and there are three additional lines. They are 530-327-7602, 530-776-5185, and 530-413-4522. So that gives you four chances of getting through. And I always say, talk to your guides, talk to your archangels. If you are meant to get a reading, you will get through, and you will be one of the ones to have a reading. Today is a new moon and a wonderful opportunity for new beginnings, and I've been thinking about everything that led me to this moment right here, right now. I'm always telling people to look for signs, to follow your intuition, and that's exactly what happened to me one morning when I woke up out of a sound sleep and thought, I have to move my show to BBS Radio. I decided to meditate and ask my guides, and the confirmations kept coming. You know, I have a little saying that I love to share with clients. Whenever they ask me if what they saw or felt was a sign, and I tell them, you're looking for fireworks when you should be looking for fireflies. But, you know, sometimes those fireworks do happen, and that's what led me here. I don't know if any of you out there watch the show Bachelorette. I'm sure there are plenty who do. I admit, even though I know it's Hollywood, with 25 handsome men, it's kind of hard to resist. But for those of you who don't watch, I want to tell you this really amazing story. One of the two finalists was a man named Chris, and he had shared a lot of sentiment about his mom who had passed on before he started the show. So during one of the shows, he mentioned that his dying mom told him to look for her in rainbows. You know, he had moved home to help take care of her. And when the Bachelorette decided that it wasn't Chris, he wasn't the one she was going to choose, she wanted to spare him some heartache, so she broke with decorum and decided to forego waiting until the final reveal to tell him. You know, they usually have this big, the two guys go, and then one of them she sends home. Well, she kind of saved him that, and she went a day ahead and told him that she didn't want to have to put him through that. So he was a gentleman. He was very gracious, and he thanked her for coming over early to him, and then she left. Well, you know, they were in this beautiful place, I think Bora Bora. Of course, the cameras keep rolling because now they want to get the emotional Chris. And he stepped outside onto the balcony of his tropical hut, and there was a huge rainbow in the sky. It was absolutely gorgeous. He said it hadn't even been raining, and he knew without a doubt that his mom was sending him love and recognition, because you know what? When you love, you never really lose. Later on, he commented that every member of the crew was crying tears of joy, and they were just in awe. I also had my own rainbow experience one day. I was really upset and feeling very sorry for myself, and I'm sure there are plenty of you out there who have had some amazing signs, and I've heard from quite a few people who have had rainbow signs, but just another example. I was upset. I was feeling sorry for myself. I was trying to make a move down south, and I had really run out of patience. It was one of those amazing blustery days with a warm wind blowing and huge luminous clouds racing across the sky. It felt eerie and it felt magical all at the same time. But I looked up at the sky and I actually yelled to the sky, if I'm supposed to go, I want to see a rainbow and I want to see it now. And it really was more like a tantrum that I was throwing. But I heard the phone ring. So I turned around and walked through the sliding glass doors to answer it, just literally a few feet into the house. And then I thought, well, it's so cool, so just the weather is so unusual. Let me go outside and I'll talk outside. So as I turned around to go back outside to talk, I looked up through the glass doors and there was a huge rainbow glowing in the sky. Well, talk about being humbled. Oh, my gosh. I think I blabbered a bunch of apologies to my guides and my archangels, and I thought, gosh, this isn't about my timeline, that there is a bigger picture going on here. So as we take this journey through matter, because that's where we are when we're in the physical dimension, we are souls who have taken on physical matter to experience what that's like. Remember that within each of us is a beautiful being of light, vibrating to all the frequencies of the rainbow. When we become self-aware and we recognize that within us, we align ourselves with the highest frequency of our soul and emanate that love and light to everyone on the planet. As the archangels have told me, we are all one. And as we move towards becoming channels of light, we will eventually merge our consciousness with the planet and collectively the consciousness of the universe, and so on and so on. So as I begin this journey here on BBS, and I begin to take your calls, I'd like to say that I am just a messenger, and I will do my best to be as clear a channel of light as I can be. Just like you, I believe I'm here to serve, to learn, and to teach. And as a teacher takes the knowledge that's already there, that already exists, presents it in a way that inspires. My hope is that I will inspire you to remember your birthright as a channel of love and light. So I know we have callers on the line, and I am ready to take my first call. If you'd like to bring them on. Don,
are
you there?
Yeah, they are there with you.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Hi.
Hello.
Okay,
hi.
So how are you? Who am I speaking to?
Michelle. My name
is Michelle. Hi. How are you?
Hi.
And where are you calling from?
I'm in Florida.
How can I help you this
sunshine
evening, Michelle?
State.
The sunshine.
I'm safe.
Hello. Hello, I'm here.
Hi.
So how can I help you this evening, Michelle?
I just like some recent events happened with friends very close to me with passing, and I just was curious if you had any intuition or thoughts about people that have passed on that are not necessarily, well, in my life as well.
Okay, all right,
and
so if you want to see anyone.
Also had their mothers also passed away.
Okay, so why don't you pick you or pick another person, give me the name, and then I'll focus on that. Do you want me to focus on you, or do you want me to focus on one of your friends?
One of my friends would be great.
Okay, give me the name, please.
Don.
Don, okay. All right.
Brother?
I'm sorry. Let me just give you some information. Okay. I get the name Alan. There's something that sounds like Alan, Alan Hurst, Alan Wood. I'm not sure if it's the name of a person or if it's a place. I'm also seeing, I'm seeing Snow White. I'm seeing a statue of Snow White. I'm seeing Minnie Mouse ears.
Oh.
And I'm seeing the statue of Snow White. So that leads me to Disney, Disney World, Disneyland. So does that, any of that make sense to you?
Yes.
I'm also,
absolutely.
wait, hold on. I want to keep going. I'm getting a connection to either someone named June or the month of June. I see 25 and I see motorcycles. Okay.
Hold on a second. Can you hold on a second? Because we're listening on the computer and
yes,
slower than what you're telling me on the phone. And
I see.
Donna's
okay.
Listening at the time, so.
Okay.
Okay,
so there's two energies here. There's a mom energy. There's also a grandfather energy. There's the grandfather energy. There's some kind of an H that's connected to him. I see the letter H. So does the name June mean anything for concerning the situation or the month of June?
Yes, the month of June is when she passed.
Okay, this is the mom.
The mom, yes.
Yeah, and there's also a grandfather there. I want to say Harry, Harold, Howard, but there's, I also get John. There's also a John.
A John or a H name, Harry, Harold.
Okay. I feel like someone was at the beach. At the water, at the beach, because, and I feel, Michelle, I feel like this might have been you. I don't know if this is Don. I don't know if he goes to the beach, too. I see kites flying. I see a kite. Someone's got a kite. They're showing me the kite. That's important. I see somebody with their feet in the sand, but I see the kite. Does that mean anything for you?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And that's just kind of a validation that she's around.
Yes.
Okay, and the Disney too, and I'm specifically seeing the Mickey Mouse ears.
Yes, she loved Mickey Mouse.
And the watch. She's showing me a watch. Was there a
watch?
Oh,
my God, the watch, the Mickey Mouse watch.
Okay, thank you. It's important to understand. Okay, let me just finish here. It's important to understand that she went quickly. It was her time to go. She knew that she was going. Everything was in order. Her fares were in order. She's making me feel like Don has unfinished business. He has a lot of unfinished business. But let him know, if you could, that she's going to be help guiding him. She's making me feel like he's very similar to his grandfather. He has got a grandfather that is very similar to. And I also pick up the Charles or the Charlie.
Oh, yes, okay.
Okay, does that make sense to you?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
What about Charlie?
Charlie is, I get the sense of someone either gambling or throwing caution to the wind.
Uh-huh.
And there's also there's a feeling of deception that people have been deceived. But you know what?
Oh,
she's making me feel like, leave all that behind. It doesn't matter. It's not about the stuff. The stuff doesn't matter. Live in your own heart space. Let him be in his own heart. He carries her in his heart. There's a brother. Does the brother wear suits? I see a suit. Does the brother wear a suit?
Sometimes.
I'm seeing suit. I'm seeing a suit jacket.
Okay.
I don't know if this was, if he wore a suit to his mom's funeral and it's something he didn't usually do, or, I mean, people normally wear suits to a funeral, but there's something specific about the suit jacket, the vest. I'm looking at the front, and like, I don't know if there's something in someone's pocket, but there's something special about that suit. I'm also seeing a ring that's got a red stone in it, or a piece of jewelry that has a red stone.
Missing.
What?
The ruby ring is missing.
Oh, there's a ruby ring and it's missing.
They can't find it. That was his grandmother's thing.
Oh, is there someone named Anne or Anna?
Anne or Anna? Hold on, let me think.
A lot of names come through when I do this. The other one is Tom.
Wait, what did you say?
I said a lot of names come through, and I just heard Tom. Okay, I'm hearing this song, Cry Me a River, Cry Me a River, because I cried a river over you. So please relate that to them, because
okay.
That might be significant.
Okay.
Okay.
Very
and
good.
I feel like it's important for Don to, and when I say this, please don't get nervous because I don't predict things happening. I just believe, like, knowledge is power. But it's important if he's working with parts, machinery, that he covers his eyes, that he wears eye protection, or if he's out riding or something where he wears the helmet, to make sure he wears a helmet and to eye protection.
Okay.
Just that, you know, better to be, that I feel almost like a stone could come up and hit him in the eye. So
okay.
It's important to that he wears, like, eye protection, okay? Like sunglasses or something like that. Okay?
Okay, that's great.
All right.
Thank you so much. You have been so helpful. You have no idea.
Thank you.
And
thank you for calling in.
I don't know if Ginger is listening, but Ginger, this is new for us to call in to
mm-hmm.
this show. And I've got several people that were going to call in, but, you know, since this is the first time, I'm not sure if they were able to or figured it out.
Is Ginger blonde? Does she have blonde hair?
No. Well, naturally, I don't know.
Oh.
But right now, no.
Okay. I just want to give you one more thing. There's something about the tooth. I don't know if it's almost like, you know when somebody has like a silver tooth or they put a gold tooth?
Right.
I'm seeing like a something with a tooth, like a gold or a silver tooth. It almost feels like
something
it doesn't
gold
belong
silver
there.
Tooth.
Yeah, so you might just want to pass that information on. So please just tell them that she is there for them. They carry her in their heart, and to know that even though her passing was sudden, wasn't it sudden?
Yeah, it was very sudden.
Okay, to know that she knew exactly what was happening, she knew, her soul knew that it was her time to go. Okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, thank
All right.
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. I just wanted to say that lots of times when I do readings, it's kind of like everybody gathers like a party on the other side, and they know that I'm going to be doing this, so anybody who has a shot at coming through will try. Okay, so I'm going to take the next call. Hello?
Hi, Daria. It's Christina. How are you?
Hi, Christina. I'm good. Thank you for calling.
Oh, I just called in to wish you luck, and you sound great, and that was a great first reading on the radio show.
Thank you
and,
so much.
Wanted to wish you the best.
Thank
you,
you very
wonderful.
Much. Thank you. How are you doing?
Well, I'm good. I'm very good.
Christina is also a psychic, and she has a show on Blog Talk Radio called Connecting with Christina.
Yes.
And that is on Wednesday mornings at 11 a.m.
But, thank you for saying that, but you didn't have to say that. I'm just calling to say
That's
hi.
Okay.
And
I know, and I'm very thankful that you called.
Well, thank you, and
okay.
Good luck, and I'm going to continue to listen.
Thank you very much.
Have a great night. Bye.
Thank you. Bye now. Okay, is there someone else on the line there?
Hi, Daria. How you doing?
Yes. I'm doing great.
Me too. I just have a question for you.
Who am I speaking with, please?
This is Marlene.
Marlene, how are you?
I'm hanging in here tonight, and it sounds like you're having a really great show there.
Thank you.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Okay. I had an accident and got hit in the head a
yes.
couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to know if that was something that was supposed to happen to deviate me from my path or to help
okay,
me.
Okay, here's what they're telling me. Okay, here's what they're telling me. They're telling me that was your wake-up call.
Okay.
And they're making me feel like you, it was about keeping you grounded in your body.
Okay.
That's kind of a hard lesson to learn, to literally mm-hmm. get hit in the head. But I feel that you carry such a high vibration that mm-hmm. it was just a way, well, not only the way, but one way of keeping you grounded in your body. I also feel like what this did was this affected your nerve endings, your nervous system, your nerve endings. I also feel like there is pain in the hands or the joints.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's you carry a very pure vibration. Okay. What they're telling me is, here's what I want you to imagine. I don't know if this is something you do already. I want you to imagine yourself in a, I was going to say a tunnel of light, but it's not a tunnel of light. Oh, wow, this is so cool. It's a tube. Imagine a tube of light coming down around you, okay? And they are filling it, this tube, up with angelic energy. And the Archangel Gabriel, there's two, Archangel Gabriel and Archangel Sandalphon, who are directly working with you. Oh, there's more than two. You've got four angels working with you, Michael and Raphael. Okay, let me take them one at a time here. This, what they're showing me, the way that you can visualize this, is to imagine this tube of white light, and it's filled with white feathers. Okay?
Okay.
That's the imagery that you hold in your head. Okay. Gabriel is helping you to, I want to get this right, assimilate the messages that come to you. I feel that the messages that come to you, it's hard for you to translate them, for lack of a better phrase, into English, into the English language.
Exactly.
And he helps you assimilate the messages that are coming from you, because it's like boom, 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 these messages are coming really fast. Michael is working to help hold the vibration, to help you hold your vibration and not lose the vibration and not fall completely into the physical part of it to be like to get really, really ill. He's helping you to hold your vibration so that you can be grounded in your body, but you can also access the higher realms. Okay?
Okay.
Sandalphon, let me just get this through and then you could ask. Sandalphon is, wait, let me listen. Hold on a minute. Okay. Sandalphon is listening to your prayers. He's listening, and he's delivering messages for you. Think of Sandalphon as a delivery, a messenger. He's taking
okay.
your messages and delivering them to the higher vibrations, to the higher realms, so that you can, your guides and your soul will help guide you. Sandalphon is actually, he's kind of like a go-between. And then Raphael, this is so beautiful. Raphael is the healing angel. But what, wait, I have to try to pay attention here. Hold on a minute. Okay, clearing the meridians in your body. Raphael is helping to clear the energetic, the energetic meridians, the electrical pathways in your body, and actually helping your glandular system to flow, because your glandular system needs nurturing. Your glandular system, which regulates all of your hormones through your body, that's what I want you to especially to nurture and focus on.
Okay. That was my question was, I feel like there was something I had to do because I feel like there's higher energies that want to come through me that my body can't handle.
Exactly.
So nurturing my glandular system is going to help that.
So Michael is helping to hold this physical vibration for you so that you don't
okay.
implode with these higher vibrations. But Raphael is helping to channel the information. I also feel like it's really important when you visualize your chakras, because, you know, for anybody who's listening who is not familiar with the chakras, chakra energy is where we draw universal energy in through our bodies and process it. and the chakras are overlaying our glandular system. And as we go from the base of our spine up and out through the top of the head, the energy goes faster and faster and faster. And each has a higher frequency. So what Raphael is doing is helping to filter that energy so that you are not completely open. To work on balancing and aligning your chakras. So they're not open too big and not open too small, and even though they function automatically, with our intention, we can say, you can ask Raphael specifically, please help to align and balance my chakras so that I only get what my physical body can handle.
Great. Thank you very much.
Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely.
Do you have any questions about that?
I just have a question.
Go ahead.
If they have any idea of how I can help my son who has Lyme disease.
Okay. I feel like that is also affecting his nervous system.
Yes.
Okay. There's a couple of things. Now, okay. I'm not a doctor. I don't prescribe medical advice, okay? I'm seeing
right.
antibiotics. So I don't, they're actually showing me an infusion. I don't know if he is already on antibiotics, if he's been on antibiotics, or if he should be on antibiotics, but this is something you might want to, look into.
He has been on infusion, and he is on injection.
Okay, thank you. I feel okay, and once again, I'm not a doctor, but I'm seeing anything that helps to promote health to the joints. Like if you go to the health food store, you have a nutritionist or a naturopath who can give you any kind of formulations to help the joints, because I feel like that's where he really needs help, is in his joints. I feel swelling in the joints.
Okay. All right, I'm using homeopathic medicine, so that's the right way.
And specifically targeting the joints. I also feel like there's something about swimming that might be good for him. Like being in the water, and being kind of mobile, moving around. And I also feel it's important for him to, I don't know if he meditates, if you can teach him meditation, or they're telling me listening to music is very relaxing for him.
Yes, it is. Yes,
okay,
it is.
And it's important for him to put himself into a kind of a meditative state where he can kind of forget about his bodily troubles and just kind of go out there.
Oh, okay. It's amazing you said that, because he said because of the pain, he imagines himself out of his body and creates a different world. So,
well, I think that's a beautiful thing because, you know, there is a, what's his name?
Nicholas.
Nicholas, okay. Nicholas had a very hard life in a previous lifetime. I see him actually pulling, he was on some kind of, with a group of men who had to transport heavy, it looks like wood. It looks like wooden planks to me. And he had a really hard time. He had a lot of pain in his body. It was very painful, and there was kind of like no relief. There was no end to it. And he's kind of carried that into this lifetime. And, kind of creating this situation because, even though it sounds crazy to say we create our life, we actually do create our life situations. This is a karmic thing. And I have found in my work that when people understand that they've brought this karmic lesson back with them into the next life, they can visualize themselves letting it go. So if you explain to him that he doesn't have to carry that weight, literally carry that burden in this lifetime anymore, that he can let that go, and the lesson that he learned in that lifetime, he can assimilate into his soul, but leave the physical pain of it behind. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely. Definitely. Thank you very much.
Okay, great. You're welcome.
All right, God bless.
Thank you.
Light and blessings to you, and congratulations on your show.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And may God's light and love be with you.
Oh, thank you so much. I could use it, too.
Carol says hi, and we'll drum and circle here and send you energy.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that so much. I can't tell you all how much I appreciate all the love and the gratitude that I get. I am so grateful that I have come into this life and been given the privilege of being able to do this. And like I said, I'm just a messenger. For me, you really need to stay humble. We all have this ability. We all have the ability to tap into our own gifts. And for me, it's not about the labels, a psychic, a medium, intuitive. For me, it's about just living in the light, trying to be in the light, trying to be as open as I can be, pass on whatever messages I get, because for me, that's what I'm here, that's my purpose. But believe me when I say I learn as much from all of you as I give. So I'm so grateful and thankful for that.
Yes, thank you. We are all grateful for having you around.
Okay.
Thank you very much. God bless.
You're welcome. Wow. Okay. Past lives are a funny thing. I believe that we live our lives simultaneously, that there is a timeline here on Earth in our reality, and it's so that we can function, but there really is no time. So we live our life simultaneously, and when we have, as I said before, assimilated the lessons from that lifetime into our soul, then we can kind of leave that individual life behind and move on. And I think what's happening now on the planet is we are each becoming more and more aware of our purpose here and remembering, you know, I wrote a book called Angels Whisper to Us, Decoding the Messages in Daydreams, and I started to write that book because I was invited to be part of the study of the University of Arizona. I had to write about myself, and I decided, well, I'm writing, I might as well write a book about myself. But what came out of that was I started channeling messages from the archangels, and one of the biggest messages that I received was we really are all one, and we have forgotten that we are beings of light. We have forgotten that it is our birthright to live on this planet and experience being in the physical dimension in Eden. You know, we hear the stories about the Garden of Eden, but I believe that is where what we meant to create, and somewhere along the line, we kind of accelerated everything and got caught up in the whole physical dimension, and we kind of left that part behind. But this is the time, right now, this is when we are experiencing that rebirth, that renewal, that this is our birthright, and this is what we are creating. So it's really not, it's about learning to connect with your intuition, your higher self, and paying attention, to really pay attention. Okay, we have another caller.
Hello.
Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Daria. It's Carol.
Hi, Carol. How are you?
I never thought we'd get through, all of us on our different phones tonight.
Well, I always say that your guides are working overtime. Your guides are
telling
working to get you where you are meant to be. So thank you so much for calling in.
Yes. And my
How
sister,
can I help you?
We were actually wondering if our sisters are sometimes more who've passed, we were such a close group of sisters, if their presence is sometimes stronger than others, because like at the upcoming wedding, I feel like they're around more, like they want to be part of it.
Okay. First of all, I'm getting the number three. I'm getting that there are three.
Okay.
Do you have three sisters who have passed?
No, there's three here. I have two.
Oh, there's three there. Okay. There's also two. I want to just bring in two names. I hear the name Greg and I hear the name Gary. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Gary is
okay.
Marlene's husband.
Oh, Gary's Marlena's husband. Oh, okay. So do they have something to say about Gary? Okay. So let me see what else here. Oh, but there's the birth of a baby. There's the birth of a baby. Did someone have a baby or is having a baby?
Right on both counts. Marlene just became a grandmother. And
Yes.
My niece announced to me on Sunday that she was having a baby.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Who is my sister who passed.
Okay, is that Lillian?
No, it's the other one. But Lillian is my sister.
Lillian is a sister, correct?
Yes.
Okay, is Lillian here or is Lillian passed?
Lillian's the one who passed, the matriarch.
Lillian is the one who's passed, because it's funny, the energy I get from her is, let me talk here.
Is what?
I feel like, okay, everybody just move out of the way and let me talk.
Lillian wants to talk.
Okay, she's actually showing, oh, wait a minute now. Is there an Arlene? Oh, wait, you have Marlene. Okay,
Marlene. Hold on.
I'm getting confused here. Okay, the first thing that I'm seeing is a statue of St. Francis. I think it's St. Francis. He's holding a lily. Does that make any sense to you?
He had a statue of Blessed Mother holding a rose. That's as close as I can tell.
No. Nope. I'm seeing St. Francis. It's either St. Francis or St. Anthony. I don't know if St. Anthony was the monk. I don't remember, but I'm seeing the statue. I'm seeing the long robes.
Yes. Okay. St. Anthony.
St. Anthony. Thank you. Okay. And then I see the flower of the lily, because they're showing me lilies of the field. They're actually, she's showing me Sidney Poitier in that movie Lilies of the Field. If this doesn't make sense to you now, just write it down, you know, whatever. Because I'm seeing Sidney Poitier. Does that make any sense to anybody? Did they call her Lily?
Well, her granddaughter is Lily Bell.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. That's who she wants to recognize. Thank you. Okay.
I'm waiting to speak with me after this.
I'm sorry?
Lily Bell is waiting to Skype with me from Colorado after the show.
Oh, okay. It's funny because I feel like if sometimes when you ask people for money, they would stick their hands in their pockets and pull their pockets inside out.
Yes.
That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing someone pulling their pockets inside out.
Okay.
And I don't know if that's
father
a metaphor.
My father did that at my wedding.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Has your dad passed?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. They are calling you holier than thou. And I'm getting, the sense that I'm getting is a very reverent, it's being put forth in a very reverent way. It's not like, oh, you think you're holier than thou in like a derogatory way. That's not how I'm getting this. I'm getting this, Carol, as your family around you in spirit is calling you holier than thou, that on the other side you are held in very high esteem. It's filling me up with so much emotion that it makes me want to cry. They're showing me that you are a light to others. I see like the light shining. Oh, and you've got the pictures with the orbs. There's pictures. Okay. You have pictures with orbs, but wait, I want to see what specifically they're talking about. Somebody's saying Lilydale. You went to Lilydale, and there was something about one of the experiences in Lilydale, and they're telling me Mom was with you.
Oh, thank you.
There's also, I see, big letter E. Who has the big letter E?
Ellen, my sister.
Okay. Has she passed or is she here?
Oh, she's very much here.
Okay. You've got a big family going on there. And it's the celebration. There's a big celebration coming.
Yes, very big. The wedding.
Oh, the wedding. Okay. Well, know that they will all be there with you in spirit.
Great.
They're showing me champagne. Now, when they show me champagne, I know it's a wedding, but I also feel like I have to say happy anniversary, that there's either someone's anniversary that just came up or passed, or someone on the other side, but because I see the champagne glasses. It's my symbol for happy anniversary. Or it could be...
My 30th anniversary.
Your 30th anniversary? Well, happy anniversary.
And it was happened when my sister Marie passed on my anniversary.
Oh, my gosh. She passed on your anniversary.
Yeah, she didn't want me ever to forget her.
Okay, hold on. Let me see. So that's Marie?
Yeah. Yes, Marie.
Does Marie have something wrong? Did Marie have something wrong with her foot? I'm getting the foot, that there was problems with the foot.
Yes.
I feel like somebody needs, like her foot needed to be taken care of or massaged. Does that make sense to you?
Massage. She was always in a lot of pain with her feet. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm seeing bowling. Did somebody go bowling?
Yes. that's how I met Gordon.
Oh, no, get out!
Yes, but Lillian and Marie and Marie and their husbands, we bowled on a league together.
Oh, my gosh. See, that's just her way of validating that she is around you, and I'm sure that you already know that. Mm. I also get a connection to the month of February and the month of June. There's 2 months that she's giving me there. There's someone with an R name, R.
My brother Richie was February 26th, and my brother Richie is the one who passed away last year.
Oh, wow. Okay. See, he just wants to
include another
himself.
Sibling has...
He doesn't want to be left out. You've got a big crowd going on here, girl.
We're going to have this table just for those spirits.
Really? We're going to have to, open up a special room just for them. Let me just see if they have anything else to say before I move on. Marie is making me feel like she had so much love and nurturing before she passed. She had so many people helping to take care of her. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and I feel like it's almost funny. It's kind of like... Okay, wait a second. I'm hearing, oh, wow, Gloria DeHaven. Do you know who Gloria DeHaven was? She was an actress?
Yes.
Does that
Lillian
mean anything for you?
Like
what?
Lillian looked like her. Lillian
did she really?
Like her. Yes.
I'm not getting the visual of Gloria DeHaven. I'm just getting the name and like, oh, so she, I guess, because she's, I feel like I want to pat my hair, like, oh, yeah, look at
her engagement, hair. Her engagement picture, she had the long page boy with a little wave over the eye.
Oh, how cute.
That was Lillian's engagement picture. Mm-hmm.
They are so excited. When I tell you, I feel like I want to jump up and down, and they are saying, take your time, but when you get here, you are going to love it. Take your time. There's no rush because you have more work to do here. But wait till you get there. You are just going to love it. I feel like Marie especially, she just flies. I feel like towards the end she wasn't mobile or she couldn't move. She couldn't walk. It was hard for her to get around. And she's just flying all over the place. I also feel it's important to tell you before I say goodbye and take somebody else, it's important for you to... You have a very sympathetic energy. Now, when I say sympathetic, they're giving me a specific term. Empathetic, you know, empathy is when you pick up energy from other people. But for you, they're using a very unique word. It's sympathetic, which to me means you are vibrating sympathetically with people who you are close to. So it's very important that you work on not absorbing any negative energy. And I don't mean negative in a dark way. I mean picking up other people's illnesses, bodily problems. I feel like it's important that you work with the energy of Archangel Michael to protect you, okay, and to keep those, call in the whole army, his army of angels, to keep your boundaries up, your boundary of light around you up, and your vibration raised, so that you can absorb all the love that radiates, but you don't have that sympathetic reaction with illness. Do you understand that?
Absolutely, absolutely. I do tend to forget to protect myself with white light when I'm feeling that, like not my energy being drawn out, but, you know, that little touch of, wait a minute, I got to put up a little protection around myself because I can become so sympathetic to someone else's distress and take it on and become depressed myself.
Yeah, and I think that's not something that you need to think about once in a while. It should be like breathing. Like every, you should make it your mantra. I surround myself with white light, and I only absorb love, and I radiate love. And, you know, make it part of your daily routine, like brushing your teeth and eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner, to ask Archangel Michael to protect you. You will still be the loving, supportive person that you are, but you won't be leaking all of your energy so that you are so depleted that you take on the illness.
Yes, it's happened before.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I should remember that, and that will be a little note I make myself and put right on the computer screen.
Good.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Carol. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, and best of luck with the new show.
Thank you so much.
Okay, love and light.
Thank
Have
you.
Have a good
you too. Thank you. Bye now.
All the family.
Thank you. From everyone on the other side, too. Thank you.
Exactly.
I always. Bye now. I always like to take time to thank those who come to visit from the higher vibrational realms, because without them, we would be lacking so much guidance. And I believe that there's many different vibrational levels that we can access help from. We have our loved ones who have passed over. And, you know, I like to just kind of interject here that when our loved ones pass, they always send us love and support, but they're not there 24/7. You know, people say, why don't I dream about them? Why don't I hear them? Why don't I see them? It's kind of every soul has its own journey, and just because they leave the physical body behind, they are still on a quest, following their soul's purpose to grow and to become part of the divine oneness. So I kind of use the analogy that if you call someone, you know, a reasonable amount of time, they're going to want to, you call them once in a while, once a day, a few times a day, you want to say, hi, how are you? They'll be happy to listen and show up and help. But when you call constantly, it's kind of like, okay, we can help and support you, but you have to do the work yourself. They can send you loving support and loving vibrations, but you have to do the work yourself. So I think I have time for one more call. So there's someone on the line. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
It's Chris from Barcelona, Spain.
Chris from Barcelona, Spain. You know, that's so funny. I was talking about Barcelona the other day. I think it came up in someone's reading that they needed to go to Barcelona. And here you are. Maybe they're meant to go meet you.
Yeah, well, that would be interesting. I'm originally from Chicago.
Okay. I was in Barcelona many uh-huh. years ago. Mm-hmm. Do you live there, or are you just visiting?
No, I live here now.
Oh, okay. Yes, I was in, I went all across Northern Africa, which was
uh-huh.
terrible because I didn't have a visa at the time, and I was like, I think 21, and I didn't even know you had to have a visa. I was just misadventure. And I remember going from Tunisia to Algeria to Morocco, and oh my God, I finally got on a boat to cross over to Spain. And when I got into Barcelona, I wanted to kiss the ground because it had been such a hard journey. So your name again is
Chris.
Chris. Okay, Chris. How can I help you this evening?
Well, I was just wondering about my job prospects for September. I'm a teacher, and I'll be mm-hmm. looking for work.
Okay. There's a couple of things that I'm picking up here. Okay. Do you do anything with foreign languages, translating?
Right. I teach English. I've been
okay.
Mainly an English teacher.
Okay. What seems to be of strong vibration here for you is, wow, they're telling me that this is, you're very good at what you do. It's like you can stand in two places at once. Your brain, it's almost like your brain splits in half, and you can think in different languages, and you can actually, you can function in multi ways. This is really a gift. But they're showing me, I'm getting an ambassador, that there's some kind of a link to an ambassador.
Oh.
Now, this could be an actual person who's an ambassador, and it could be someplace like the ambassador school or the ambassador hotel. I don't know, but I'm getting the ambassador. They're making me almost feel like, have you ever thought about using your linguistic abilities as a translator?
Mm-hmm. No, I haven't, because it's a very lonely job.
Being a translator is a very lonely job.
Right. If you work on your own, and you are
no. I mean in a building with a lot of people.
I never have.
Okay. This is the feeling that I'm getting. I'm getting that you are ready for expansion. That you need to be in a place of expansion, and it has to do with working with many, many people. It doesn't make me feel like you're in one situation, like one classroom. There's also, I get this university professor. Do you work in a university situation?
Right. I've worked mainly in high schools.
Okay. Because
and
I feel like
there's a new international school opening up close to home.
Oh, is that something you think you'd like to do?
Yeah. I just looked at it the other day, and it was going to send my resume in.
I feel like you are coming into a time of expansion. That there are definitely,
okay.
This is definitely time. You have to really make the push. You have to push yourself.
Right.
Let me, hang on one sec. I just want to check the time. Oh, good. We have time. Okay. All right. Let me just see what else I have to say here. Yeah, because I feel like doors are going to be opening for you. And
okay. You
need to kind of get out of your bubble. Like, you've kind of been in this bubble, maybe doing the same thing, but you need to expand. If that means
going
to a new school, I would definitely give it a shot. But I don't
feel
like I want to see you in a situation where you're just in one classroom. I feel like there's something where you should be working with a lot more people. There might be some kind of a board, you know, that you might be involved with a board of trustees. I get this connection to an ambassador that you might think about. Think like, you know, you can visualize the United Nations, how the translators sit with all the people. You know, it's definitely a group, more of a group setting here.
Excellent.
Okay. There's a J name, someone with a name like Jose, Julio, or if we put it, I don't know if that would be Joe or John, but there's definitely a J name that I want you to pay attention to.
Okay.
Do you have a mom who's passed?
My what?
Do you have a mom who has passed on?
No, a grandmother.
A grandmother,
well,
okay.
Most of my grandmothers, but
I get this mother-like energy or someone who would have taken care of you. Okay.
I'm very worried about my mother who has epilepsy back in Chicago.
Who's got the R name? R like Rose?
My
Rosa
father's got a name. It's Roger.
Roger is your dad?
Yeah.
Is he here or past?
He's here,
okay.
My Uncle Robert passed away. He was a priest.
Okay.
That I really looked up to.
Okay. Hold on. I'm confused now. Hold on. Let me see if they can clear this up for me. Okay. The priest. Okay. Because what I'm seeing is some kind of a, it looks like a prayer book or a Bible. I'm not sure, but it's a leather-bound book. It's got a leather cover. Do you know what that is? Do you recognize that?
Yeah.
Okay. And I also get the name Paul or a reference to St. Paul's.
Uh-huh.
So I'll just give you that. There's also Mary, Marie, Maria, and you said Mom has epilepsy.
Right.
Does she live in another country?
Yeah. Yeah, she's living back in Chicago.
Okay. The sense that I get is don't worry.
Okay.
It's not her time. I don't know if you have been worried that something's going to happen to her.
Okay.
But the
good.
Sense I'm getting is it's not her time. It's interesting. They're showing me a rainbow again. I was talking about the rainbow before. But they're showing me a rainbow. So I want you to kind of pay attention for that.
Okay.
And it's usually the thing where you'll forget about it because you're not going to be looking for rainbows morning, noon, and night. It could even be like it would show up on a piece of paper or a symbol for something, and you'll forget about it. But then when you see that, it's going to be like, oh, pay attention.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
But,
fine.
And who has the connection to April, the month of April?
My daughter was born in March.
Nope, this is April. I also see a dog. I see a dog really happy to be here, wagging his tail. He looks like he's white and brown. He almost looks like a terrier. One of those...
Well, that's probably our dog. That's probably the dog we had when we were kids.
Okay. Because, you know, animals do come around when they want to say hi.
Yeah.
just to let you know. But, okay, so to end this, I want to tell you, Chris, that you have a big opportunity in front of you. Do whatever, do the work, put the effort in. Don't think in terms of small, think in terms of big.
Okay.
Because I feel like if you give it a push, then you really could, you really could end up where you want to be, because this is definitely a time of expansion. I do want to say I feel your dad is feeling a bit burdened, that he might need to get help. You might, you know, I don't know if you can talk to me about getting some kind of help, because I'm getting this energy of feeling burdened.
Okay.
So just kind of want to leave you with that. But thank you so much for calling in, and thank you for calling from Barcelona. I'm visualizing it in my head. When I was there, it was some kind of a festival, and they had these horse-drawn carriages, and the women had the big dresses, and the men had the hats with those little pom-poms hanging. It was so beautiful.
That's the April festival. I'm trying to.
Oh, okay.
That's why. Yeah. It's the April festival.
Okay. Well,
very
thank
popular.
You so much for calling in, and good luck to you with all
good
your
luck.
Endeavors.
Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. So I want to thank you all for being here this evening. I just have about 2 minutes left. I want to let you know that next week I have a fabulous guest who's going to be sharing the airtime with me. He is Kevin Ryerson, a trans channel. I don't know if any of you remember Shirley MacLaine's book, Out on a Limb, and the movie she made, but that's kind of was his introduction into the public eye. But he is a phenomenal master intuitive. And he is going to be sharing the time with me tomorrow. I mean, next Wednesday, same time, same place. So I want to thank each and every one of you for calling in this evening. Once again, my website is dariajustin.com. Sign up for my newsletter so you know what's happening, and you'll find all the information you need there. Thank you all for being here. I wish you grace and peace always, and good night.